The immortal chaplains. John 15:13 says, greater love has no one than this, that one lay down his life for his friends. Before I introduce our guest speaker, I'd like to share a story of the immortal chaplains. Lieutenant Alexander Good, a Jewish rabbi. Lieutenant George Fox, Methodist minister. Lieutenant Clark Poling, a Reform minister. And Lieutenant John Washington, a Catholic priest. In the early hours of a cold February morning in 1943, the U.S. Army transport ship Dorchester, carrying 902 servicemen, merchant marines, and civilians, was about 150 miles shy of its destination in Greenland when it was torpedoed. As you can imagine, chaos set in. The four chaplains who were on board to catch a ride to their World War II assignments went into action doing what they were called to do, minister to their soldiers in any way that they could. Once the lifeboats were ready to be launched, they started handing out life vests until there were just four remaining. The chaplains didn't keep them. They gave them to the next four soldiers. As the ship went down in a short 27 minutes in the cold, icy sea, those in the lifeboats were witness to the chaplains standing on the bridge, arms linked, singing hymns and offering prayers. Their faith in their Lord never wavered. Deuteronomy 15:10 says, the Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. These four chaplains came from different faiths. The common force they shared was a strong faith and their commitment to give their lives so others may live. They became immortalized for their heroic duty, but they are not unlike anyone who serves to protect our freedom. At this time, will those of you who have served please stand and remain standing? Now I ask that the families of you please stand. For those who have served, I thank you. I serve. Welcome home. And for the families, thank you for your dedication. It's not easy at times, but thank you so much for your dedication to your soldiers and sailors and Air Force people. And Marines. You may be seated. Coast Guard. National Guard. There are those who did not return home as the same person that shipped off. Many of them have challenges and face them during reentry, and relied on the love and support of their family members. And yes, of course, their faith. Many continue to struggle, as do their loved ones. Today, I am honored to introduce Kathy Lowry Galowitz, career Air Force veteran. Kathy and her husband, U.S. Army combat veteran Ed Galowitz, are volunteer co-founders of VetConnect Fountain Hills. Their military ministry equips volunteers to cultivate mutual support, a sense of belonging, and a spiritual resiliency for military-connected people. Please welcome our guest, Kathy.
Wow, you all have really filled me up this morning. This has been spectacular. Larry, thank you for inviting myself and my husband, Ed. I want to give a shout-out to my hero, Ed Gallowitz. Ed, please stand up and have everybody recognize you. That's right. Let's give him a round of applause. I am very proud of my career soldier and combat veteran. So we're going to transition a little bit here now. He talked about those awesome military chaplains and how they served service members. Now we're going to talk about how we as civilians, we as veterans, can continue to service those people who are serving and or have served through our faith. So we're going to talk about military ministry. Before I go any further, though, I really want to give a special thank you to the Vietnam veterans in the audience. If you would please stand and let us acknowledge you. Please, ladies, gentlemen, if you're a Vietnam veteran, please stand again if you have already stood. We apologize from the bottom of our heart how you were treated when you came home. And it was with the utmost sincerity that I say again, welcome home and thank you. So please raise your hand if you're grateful for freedom. Everybody's hand goes up, right? How about raise your hand if you love a veteran? Yeah? Maybe you don't love a veteran, but you know a veteran. Everybody's hand should go up, right? Most of us love our country, love our freedoms that we so easily take for granted, and love, if not appreciate, those who chose to protect and defend it. What I have to say today really affects us all. But before I get started, let's acknowledge where true freedom comes from, that it comes from God, from obeying Him. But let us also acknowledge that while we live in the flesh in this secular world, that man helps make freedom possible. Spiritual freedom and physical freedom are interrelated, but different. But I know that we would all agree that we have freedom because of the men and women who choose to wear the uniform. It is these men and women and their families who are serving or have served that we want to more fully support. Research shows that 55% of Iraq and Afghanistan veterans feel disconnected from mainstream America, and that 40% have a hard time finding meaning or purpose or regaining touch with their spirituality after service. Really, about 20% of Iraq and Afghanistan veterans have post-traumatic stress disorder. All of these statistics hold true for combat veterans in particular, but also for those of us who have not seen combat. You may also want to consider the struggles that many Vietnam veterans continue to face. Social isolation is common for anybody who struggles, but in particular for veterans. Gathering people together with the common thread of military service works wonders. Why? Because we bond quickly and develop trusting relationships really fast. And I found that if one person doesn't have an experience that somebody else can relate to, that someone else will bring the words, experiences, or resources that will help somebody in the group. How military ministries work is absolutely beautiful in its simplicity. The focus is on building trusting relationships and fostering spiritual resiliency. There's no cookie-cutter approach. You don't have to be a service member, veteran, pastor, or a healthcare professional like I am to lead a military ministry. You need to do a few simple things. You need to love our military, learn a few things like understand military culture, have some leadership and communication skills, and and certainly have a little bit of knowledge about the veteran community. And I am here to help anybody who might want to lead one of these ministries acquire this knowledge and skills. If you potentially feel uncomfortable leading a military ministry, believe me, I understand that. Why? Because when I started our ministry, see this gentleman with the mustache? His name is Nick. The gentleman in the middle with the star is our pastor, Keith Pavia. The three of us got together to explore the possibility of starting a ministry about 3 years ago at Christ Church, and I met Nick. Well, it was the typical conversation. Who are you? What have you done? So I told him about me. Well, I grew up in a Navy family. I spent 29 years in the Air Force. I moved a ton. I was a nurse and a public affairs officer. I loved living in San Antonio and Albuquerque, and you know, that was kind of my humdrum sort of experience, you know, what I shared with him. The first thing Nick said to me was, well, I was in the Navy, and I have known 21 friends who have committed suicide. I mean, tears came to my eyes. I was like, oh my gosh, I can't even relate to that experience. You know, unfortunately, suicide is still prevalent in the veteran community, but I had really never even known anybody who had a family member who committed suicide. So immediately I felt overwhelmed with inadequacy. But I knew that God wanted me in that place. I knew that I knew how to open my heart and be vulnerable and say, you know, I don't know what to do or say, but I will find the answers, and I care about you. Because my motto is always lead with your heart. So if you care about our military members and you want to serve them, this is a beautiful way for you to do this. The skills and the answers will come. So I want to tell you a little bit about our military ministry. First thing to understand is there's lots of different subgroups within the veteran community. You can see I was the only female that stood up in this audience of you know, recognizing veterans. So there's World War II veterans, Vietnam veterans, women veterans, combat veterans, minority veterans, lots of different kinds of people have chosen to serve. In our group, we have military moms and dads. We have military spouses. There's just a lot of different kinds of people that come together to support each other. And our faith and mission statement, you probably can't read it here, but our faith statement is we believe we are empowered by the Holy Spirit to care for people who have served in the military as well as their loved ones. Our foundation lies in our complete dependence of Christ as the way, the truth, and the light. And our mission is to provide support, encouragement, and friendship through the healing power of Jesus. Laymen can do this easily because we provide support, encouragement, and friendship. Some of the things that we do are, and I have to go through this quickly in the interest of time, is that we pray for each other when we get together. We do service projects. We've had care packages. We've done Christmas cards. We share testimonies. And, you know, we do different things at different times. We had a Veterans Day celebration at Morningstar. Some of our members sponsored that. That was very meaningful to our people. Here's some of our moms and dads welcoming home their sailors, and it just so happens that two of our sailors are stationed on the same ship out of San Diego. How coincidental is that? So there's a lot of things you can do, depending on the needs of the members in your group. This is a study we did called We Are Stronger to help some of our families learn about PTSD because several families were actually struggling with it. And then in April of every year, it's the month of the military child, so we gave out certificates to the children who are in the preschool. So as you can see, there are a lot of ways you can minister to this population. And that's good, but what's awesome is some of the things that came out of this experience sharing time together. Our new sailor moms came together and were able to answer questions for them because they had no frame of reference about anything having to do with the military. One of the sailors was potentially suicidal, and so we were able to help the mom understand some of the resources and some of the ways that maybe she could be supportive. One military spouse is struggling with alcohol addiction. And so we offer her support and encouragement by letting her know we care about her, keeping in touch with her, and being a strong listening ear. We had a combat veteran with PTSD so bad he wouldn't come out of the house. So not only did we support his wife through love and encouragement and connection, but we also One of our other members connected him to an in-residence program called Mighty Oaks, where he went and came home and actually had some good healing for a short period of time, but unfortunately he still continues to struggle. One of our members is not really a believer, and so his friendships with some of us has helped him think twice about his faith. And then one of our members was discipled by one of the other members because he was a newcomer to Christ. And then, not so weighty, but certainly as enjoyable and wonderful, is that there were newcomers to Arizona, and her parents had just moved in with her, and we all went to their 70th wedding anniversary party. How awesome is that? I mean, so there's just big things you can do and small, meaningful things, but it's all beautiful in its simplicity. So we would love to have you all come meet us and join us for our first Sunday of the month fellowship time. It's 11:30 at Christ Church. This is open to everyone in Fountain Hills. We'd love for you to come. Let us know you're coming. Bring a side dish. There's my email address. And if you'd like to learn more, I do have a table and a sign-up roster out there on the table. I'll be there after church to answer any of your questions that you might have. So we hope that this is the beginning of a really meaningful relationship, not only for us, but for the larger veteran community throughout Fountain Hills, because there is so much work yet to be done in simple ways and in big ways and meaningful ways that you can make a difference for all of those of us who have chosen to wear the uniform to support and defend our freedom. So if you're not already part of the Veteran Champion Movement, I invite you to join us and be a part of the win. Thanks so much. Please come visit and say hi to me outside after service.
That's quite a message in a very short period of time. Thank you so much. If anyone would like to be involved, please talk to me after any time. I will carry that message back to Kathy, and we'll see what we can do here. VetConnect is a volunteer organization. If you so desire, there is a receptacle outside for donations, which would be greatly appreciated. And Kathy's book, The Veteran Champion Handbook for Civilians, is out there also. So again, thank you so much.